USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hitting Iran with more sanctions. The president says he's directing Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to substantially increase the sanctions on the country. This after a weekend attack on Saudi Arabia's biggest oil refinery, to which Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham believes
this attack on the oil refinery by any reasonable definition is an act of war. It is attacking the world economy, it's the stability of the oil markets throughout the world. And in addition to attacking a refinery in Saudi Arabia, the Iranians are increasing enrichment, putting them closer to a bomb.
President Trump's tour of California continues as he's in San Diego, touring a stretch of the border where he promised to stop 99% of illegal immigration. And the Fed Reserve announced they're cutting key interest rates by a quarter of a point. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The Department of Justice is announcing the results of a coordinated enforcement action across Texas. The U.S. Assistant Attorney General of the Criminal Division, Brian Benchowski, spoke about the investigation.
The alleged scheme entailed over $158 million in fraudulent claims for expensive compound creams that were excessive, never needed, or never wanted.
President Trump says he wants longtime U.S. diplomat Robert O'Brien to succeed John Bolton as his national security advisor. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Most recently serving as special presidential envoy for hostage affairs, Robert O'Brien was often critical of President Obama's foreign policies. He said in a 2016 interview,
"Notwithstanding the fact that he's popular and a good man, the president's policies have really been a disaster for the world."
O'Brien said that Obama's early troop withdrawal from Iraq gave rise to ISIS. He also cited Obama policies in Russia, China, and Syria.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Follow the money. That's at least according to New York Times best-selling author Michelle Malkin. She says both sides are to blame when it comes to the increase in illegal immigration, as Democrats and Republicans both want cheap labor and want people in the United States illegally that can help them gain financially.
I don't believe that the almighty dollar and profits and low wages for workers should drive our immigration system. We just recently marked the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and in large part it was because prioritizing the economy over our security and sovereignty led to such catastrophic events. And we have already the most generous system when it comes to legal immigration, whether it's the kind of work visas that the AILA lawyer was talking about, and there are a number of them that have been exploited to our detriment.
Malkin was speaking there on C-SPAN. Turning now to Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke to President Trump over the phone on Sunday to discuss gun reform. Speaker Pelosi discusses that conversation.
Leader Schumer and I called the president on Sunday, and we said 200 days, 100 people a day on average, encouraged the Republican leadership in the Senate to take up this bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.